Okay, so Geshe-la has asked me to say some prayers before we start. So usually we say the praises to the 21 Taras on the green sheets. And then when Geshe-la arrives, we'll do the Guru Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, which is in the silver book or in the pamphlets in the basket. And we'll do that with, you know, without any kind of prompting. And then when we're done, we'll say the short mandala offering, which is on the back of the first base sheet in the prayer book, and then the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will lead us in the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, which is on the opposite page of the first base sheet. At the bottom. And then we'll get into our text, the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. And I believe we sort of backtracked a little. We're still on karma. And I believe we're still on the certainty of karma, is where we were discussing last time. I don't think we went into magnification of karma yet. So that's where we are in the textbook. Okay, so let's start with the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zero's turbulent lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section shrine without limit. Lead I on by conquerors children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven were, table to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, Rishkandavas, Yakshas. Homage, with a triumphant sound, destroying false magic diagrams, earthing, pressing left out right. Sing in a raging fireplace, homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotuses, she was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Her full laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. May she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining. Amitabha in her hair knots, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like beyond ending fire abide. Rise and let the joy surround troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who filled her speech nirvana, she endowed with soul and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freeze his home and knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by the dancing shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vind. Homage holding in her hand the hair-like moon of Devalek form, with five spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison, I'm she whom God sent their kings and the king arise to honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. I'm she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and foam, with twice Hara and two Tara, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, to source of the spirit yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus, endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. Affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So I believe we confirmed that we're still chanting the Hayagriva mantras for Lamasopa Rinpoche's perfect health and long life. So let's chant those. If you don't know it, I think there may be little slips in that basket. I'm going to chant 7 out loud with you. But then after that, if there's still time, I'm going to softly read the prayer list while you are all reciting your mantras. I'll try not to disturb you. Ri benzo krada haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Ri benzo krada haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Ri benzo krada haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Ri benzo krada haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Ri benzo krada haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Ri benzo krada haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Ri benzo krada haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Losang children, Faye Ege Havel, Dina Epstein, Perry Hunter, Jamie, Jesse German, Nelson Mandela, Dwight McKinney, Charlie McLam, Judith Wormser, Buddy the Cat, Pixel the Dog, Teddy the Dog, Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Barona, James Lillick, Sarai, Timothy Powell. Prayers for health and well-being. Captain Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chöki Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jesse Abdraman, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Lilo Cardarelli, Sebastian Clark and his parents, Beth Cruz, Herb Cunningham, Walker Doherty, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Epstein and Bill, Richard First, Mildred Gooch, Nikki and family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Jacob Meadows and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Ghul Mustafa, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Lindsay Piotti, Aunt Polly, Brent Richardson, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sants, Rosemary Smith, Andre Smith, Lobsan Tubden, Aunt Barbara Tai, Steve Wakefield, Dion Washington, Carolyn Watts, Dorothy Wirtis, family of Judith Wormser, Dorje and Kajo the Pigs, Mariposa the cat, Pokey the dog. Okay, so let's start with the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, page 22 in the Silver Book. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme feels the merit of mind's devotion. I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth. By renouncing the eight worldly concerns in the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. So please turn to the next page, to the same at the bottom of page 26. It's on page 13 in the booklet. So we're actually just going to say the four-line prayer 20 times, and then we'll chant it on the 21st time. Turn to 34 in the silver book, or page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. So now we'll do the short mandala offering and request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Saji Perki Shushi
Good evening. Welcome back to learning class. And the purpose of studying Lamrim, you know, teachings. So the refuge in bodhicitta prayer, we just said refuge in bodhicitta prayer. So like, why? No. Nothing to sorry, blowing your nose. So the prayer that we just said, you know, including myself, you know, all of us, you know, we are Dharma friends. So Taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. Taking refuge, or maybe like devoting oneself to Buddha Dharma Sangha till we reach enlightenment. You know? So, but doing that, you know, whatever like positive, like how you say, virtue, gyawa, or positive, you know, energy that we are creating, devoting ourselves, you know, to Buddha Dharma Sangha. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of that? Purpose that is, you know, to just to benefit other sentient beings, just to benefit other sentient beings. So, so we need to think, you know, we need to think from deep from our heart. You know, just merely, I think, saying the word is not good enough. So, you know, each one of us, we should think much as possible. We should think, you know, whatever the virtues that are created by taking refuge Buddha Dharma Sangha and giving and, you know, as a practicing patience, you know, giving, practicing generosity, practicing six perfections, so on and so forth. Whatever virtues that we created by doing that, that we are going to dedicate that to benefit other sentient beings. So the sentient beings, you know, or sentient beings is in Buddhism is considered as very, very important, because, you know, all the happiness, you know, the true happiness, not like artificial happiness, the true happiness comes, or true happiness began when we start to dedicate our life for others, to others. Now, Jesus is draw a pinch, Sanjay Drupal says, draw a pinch, draw is like, literally means migrator, or sentient beings. Or you can say sensitive beings. Sensitive being? Sentient beings. Dola pain means benefit sentient beings. So then what we need to think about, you know, in order to benefit other sentient beings, there are a couple of things that we should think about, you know, how to develop loving kindness, compassion. As I said last Wednesday night class, many Kadamba masters suggest that we should meditate on compassion. You know, compassion gives you strength, gives you, you know, true happiness. You know, the compassion itself is a happiness, is mental happiness. So, Dola Penji Sanjay Drupa shows. So, then what His Holiness said, you know, best we should help people. If not, we should not harm other sentient beings. Then according to one of the Kadamba masters called Geshe Langri Tharpa, he wrote this 8 verses mind-turning text. In the very beginning of the text, there's like 8 stanzas in the text. There's eight stanzas in the text. Very first one, you see what he wrote. No, Dhani Sinchen Thamjala Ishin Novolela. It's referring to all sentient beings. It's asking, please bless me to see other sentient beings as something very precious. Something very precious. So we need to try that. You know, we need to try, you know, so much as we can. When we see people, when we interact with people, we have to help ourselves to see that, you know, that other person, other beings as a precious, something very precious. Because that person contributes you to practice patience. You know, without sentient beings, you can't practice patience, you can't practice generosity, you can't practice compassion, you can't practice loving kindness. Because the sentient beings, you know, your own enlightenment, you know, comes because due to the kindness of other sentient beings. You know? So we should equally respect, you know, sentient beings as we respect enlightened beings. You know, there should not be any difference. You know? So that's very important. So I'm encouraging all of you. You know, I myself even trying. You know, like just saying the word, just saying the 8 verses mind in the text. You know, so just saying the word, you know, Dhani Sinjata, like, it helps, you know, if you repeat the first stanza, if you repeat it in your mind, when you see other people, it helps, you know, to, that what the stanza is saying, Dhani Sinjata Pamjala, it's like all sentient beings. So we are not going to meet all sentient beings in one time. But we do meet people, you know, at the store, you know, in the bank, post office, in the shopping mall. So when you go, you know, then some of the, not all sentient beings are very happy, you know. So, you know, especially in that moment, you know, if you remind yourself, you know, that person who appeared to be is like unhappy, but that person is also precious. You know, that's what Gichin Langri Thapa is suggesting us to see that, you know. Dhani Sinche Tamja Da Yishin Nubulayam Tunjur Dube Samba Tata Jeva Dzumbashus. Please bless me to cherish other sentient beings as I like, you know, cherish. Please bless me to cherish other sentient beings because they are precious jewel. Precious jewel. So, we will try, you know, maybe just, you know, reading Gichin Langri Thapa's 8 verses, 9-20 texts, just remind ourselves. So then, as I mentioned last Wednesday night class, compassion, you know, compassion in the world is not that difficult to understand. But, you know, so now question is like how to meditate on compassion, how to meditate on compassion. Compassion is like powerful medicine, is capable to eliminate 100 different diseases simultaneously. That's what they call. It's like spark. Spark, you know, tiny, the spark. No, not tiny, sorry. Spark itself is tiny, but it's capable to burn whole hay. So if you're worried about worrying, remembering what I did wrong, what went wrong, like, you know, instead of feeling guilt, just meditate on compassion, So that, it's like spark. It can purify. It can burn. So, otherwise, you know, just, you know, remembering something negative and sitting there and doing nothing, feeling bad again, feeling worse, that's no good. Whenever you feel something bad about, you know, that something went wrong, something did something wrong, so best thing is to meditate on compassion. If you worry, oh, in your house, there may be some ghost, I'm not sure, like, the best thing to meditate on compassion, best thing, that beings, you may be wondering, or maybe there's something in my basement, I heard some noise. The best thing is to meditate on compassion, best things. Every beings, you know, going through something. If you meditate, minute you meditate on compassion, you know, that beings may be, maybe you're just your mind, or maybe, you know, there must be something, nothing to fear about, because there are, you know, when you meditate on compassion, it eliminates all the fears, so there will be no fear, you know. So that's the best thing, you know, So compassion is everywhere, you know, everything, you know, that compassion is very powerful, so you meditate on compassion, you know. So this whole purpose of studying Lamrim is, you know, to... Now this section is about karma, or our actions, about karma. So it means, as a Buddhist, you say, you know, in the very beginning, you say, going to take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, and what he says, like, can somebody say the refuge in Buddha prayer, please? Yeah. Maybe Lama. Yeah. I'm sorry, because I should probably memorize. I should have memorized in English, but I already memorized in Tibetan, so I don't want to memorize in another language. So that one, you know, so that, that is important, you know, so especially the last two lines.
The last two lines, by the merits I create through
listening to the teacher.
Yeah, that one. That's very, very powerful word. It has, it's carrying some weight. That word's means really something, you know, it means something. So when you say, when you think and say, you know, so that's what it says, no. Si sambu shene, so means say general word from your mouth. They're saying in Tibetan. Say general word from your mouth, at the same time reflect on the general meaning of that word. So then that becomes meditation, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's just, I say, some kind of preliminary, so I just want to share. So, So last Wednesday, as I also mentioned, that Dele Tamjik Tsawa, delect all the goodness, you know, all the goodness. That's how the teaching of the karma in Lamrim books, this now been taught by Lama Tsongkhapa in Tibet, now almost like 650 years ago, this very book taught in Tibet by Tibetan master Lama Tsongkhapa. So in these books, you know, the karma teaching began like this. This is very important, whether we read every single word or not. So this title is very important. Dele Tamjik Tsawa Ichi Ki Thepa Chebas. Ichi Ki Thepa, as I mentioned last Wednesday, conviction faith. You are convinced by reading, thinking about karma, reading about karma, you are convinced happiness is dependent. Suffering is also dependent. No, happiness has cause. Suffering has cause. You are 100% convinced by reading Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim, thinking about Lamrim. So then eventually, then you develop this, you know, as a faith. Not because somebody says so, no, because you are convinced by your own wisdom, you're convinced, okay? So that conviction, faith, into causality means, you know, like the cause and effect. Having a conviction faith into that, so then you become fully aware of your actions. Action is the one, that's the one what is determining our next moment of happiness or suffering. The action, that's the one which, you know, determines, okay? So, please think about this. No, that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. That's what Lama Adisha said, you know, that's what Shakyamuni Buddha said. Dele Tamjik Tsawa Lendele Ichi Tepa Chepa. So, didn't say, oh, the money is the root of all the goodness. Didn't say that, right? Job is not the root of all the goodness, you know, not the house, not the. So, that condition, say, that's something that we have to develop. Nobody can give to us. So, they say that's the root of the all the, you know, goodness, all the happiness. So I need to think about that, okay? Then, after that, the action is certainty, right? Action is karma, certainty. Action is certainty, laying here. So much questions that we have, so much questions, you know, like, why this, why that, you know, there's like, why this happened, there's so many questions. But studying karma, I think, will answer many of those questions. So now, Sutta Chodha Prabhupada Kaya Samhita Vajra Nje Tene So, the karma is certain? Sometimes I jokingly say, you know, when you have computer, you make some mistake, you have button that can, you can click on undo button, or you can click on a refresh. When it's come down karma, there's no undo. So, someone who is fully aware of, you know, karma, who is, you know, has already developed conditioned faith or karmas, they are not, you know, like worry about negative actions out of fear of, you know, going to happen some things. It's not out of fear, because they are like out of conviction faith. You know? So then there are three draw, body, speech and mind. That's the three draw that created, you know, positive karma, negative karma. You know? So then here Lama Tsong was quoting as the Nagarjuna, Mige Wale Dungakun. So there's also probably need to have some discussions, you know. In Tibetan page 158. In Tibetan page. Yeah, 22. 210? Yeah. Tibetan is faster than American. It's 158. Yeah, just 210. 10 minutes Tibetan talk less. No few words, no more words. I just joke. Mige wale dungago, teaching in the Tamji. So, Mige wale dungago. So, now, what is the cause of suffering? Different theory, different philosophy, different belief, you know, different systems. So, now, that's one something needs to be think about. Mige wale dungago, Nagarjuna, he's not Tibetan, he's Indian. He's not Tibetan, he's Indian master, Nagarjuna. Mige wale dungago, all the sufferings because of, you know, negative actions. Okay? All suffering, whatever that is, you know, you talk about lower realm, animal realm, whatever it is, it's all due to all the negative karma. So, Gele, Dendro Tamjata, so, higher rebirth, all the goodness, these are all from virtues. Chewakunda Devata, Shesun Sushi. Teacher, Devata Dungani, Dungani, Jumiabar Jumata. Therefore, happiness, suffering, deva means happiness, dungan means suffering, namni jumya bari jumatans. If somebody out there thinking, oh, happiness doesn't have cause, it just happens. Or you could say it's just accident. Some people say it's random. There are many, many views. No, there are many views. No, like, deva ta dungan namni jumya bari jumatans. You know, people think, oh, it's like, you know, so I say, some thorn, some bushes is very sharp, what do you call thorn, huh?
Thorn.
Yeah, thorn. And peace, the something that you eat. There are, you know, long time ago, there are theory, you know, they think, oh, there's no cause. Why it's sharp? It's just sharp, there's no explanation, it's just sharp, no cause. Why these things, that what do you call eat, peace? Why is it round? It's just round. No, there's no cause. There are theories that exist like 1,000 years ago. There are, you know, there's a theory like that, you know, or belief or philosophy. So here they're saying, teachers, therefore, if that's the case, all the sufferings due to negative actions, all the happiness due to positive actions, you know, then it's our own actions. You know? If there's a case, there's a teaching, therefore, devata dungan and jumya bata, jumya jumya. So therefore, happiness doesn't just appear, you know, it has to cause suffering, same. So the unchulas or midimi jumya, they are jumya jumya. Some people, so there's another theory, you know, there's another theory long time ago, as I mentioned, you know, it's just round, there's no reason. Why it's so sharp, it's just sharp. Or maybe say, some say, okay, it's created by Shiva. Shiva means like, you know, that's like Hindu god. Like, you know, the one that has like a snake here. And that, you know, that everything's created by Shiva, you know, everything by Shiva. So because of the karma teachings, you know, it is not created by Shiva, it's not just happened, you know. So, tsuwa tangche, onche la so, mizumi juli juwa ya, mimba, migewe, gen mige, le, chile, dedu che tangse. because of due to the actions. The do with Chabanazo Namja, Leni Chabanazo, Mibar Jewishuse, otherwise it's kind of getting complicated. Now, why you have nice environment here? Why you have clean water? Why you have fresh air? Why some country has no clean water? Why some country, the government is so corrupt, the people hardly get any benefit from the government? So why was there? Why there are so many things and so many, like, how is the difference? Same human being, so many difference, you know? Why was that? So if you say, okay, the Shiva did that, that's unfair. Why, you know, Shiva didn't give them clean water? You know, like, then I think, you know, so fundamental, I think, message is love, serve, you know, regardless, Buddhist, Christian, you know, regardless, you know, all this talk, all talk, when this comes down to view, philosophical view, there are big differences, you know, big differences, huh? Especially when you think about emptiness, you know, so then something created by some kind of powerful something that is, you know, is kind of contradicts, okay? It's also the same, the karma teaching. So that does not mean, you know, we criticize. That's the karma teaching. It's like everybody take responsibility. So then, you know, one hand is fine. Oh, everything's created by Shiva. It doesn't matter. Some people believe that people get a lot of benefit out of that. You know. So then when things go wrong, then So anyway, so I'm not going to go into details, okay? So I'm just reading what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Chabarnasa Vatale, Ni Chabarnasa Juji, Macho Asuso, you know. Namba Sanjeva Tanje Yanta Vetava Sheva Kabi Chukun Shinga. So as I said, like pure mundane view, that is like conviction, faith into actions, okay? That's what it means. Well, now you see what here. So then, you know, it make like if you are really looking for happiness, what you need to do, you need to create positive action. You need to create merit, you know, positive actions. So what is required is positive thought, positive attitude. It's so important, positive attitude. You know, the minute you wake up, try to wake up with some kind of positive attitude. Positive attitude, that's kind of like drives the actions. Everything depends on mind. When Lama Atisha, Indian master, you know, who came to Tibet, what century? 11th century? Somewhere there, 11th or 8th century, Lama Atisha, because, you know, Tibet is, you know, like kind of like there's like all kind of like shamanism, all kind of Buddhism was very polluted, very much polluted in Tibet. So Lama Atisha came to Tibet, and during his, like, when he's traveling from India to Tibet and on the road, you know, people are, you know, like doing all kinds of things, you know. So Lama Atisha got kind of shocked, you know. So like, wow, these people are really brave. They, for them, you know, creating negative karma means nothing. For them, they don't take very seriously. But they are so afraid, you know, that somebody going to rob them, steal their stuff. For Lama Atisha, you know, somebody going to come to get, you know, the Lama Atisha in the possession. Lama Atisha probably don't have many possessions. He's not worried at all. He's not worried somebody's going to come, you know, take away his, you know, possessions, you know, rob, you know. He's not worried at all. What he's worried is he's constantly worried that he's, you know, make sure he don't create, you know, something negative karma. On the other hand, the people there seem the total opposite. He was very shocked. So anyway, so so then, I remember some saying like, you are not punished for your anger. but you are punished by your anger. Make sense? We are not punished for our negative actions, but we are punished by negative actions. So that's why we have to be careful. We have to be careful, okay? Is it easy? It's not easy, no? So should we give up? That's not good. That's not skillful. We have to try. We have to try. So then I think, so that's that. So then like last year, almost now, yeah, 2 years, maybe less than 1 year, more than 1 year ago, I was in San Francisco leading some retreat there. So there, in their center, they have like redwood tree, redwood, huge, you know, like huge, huge. So then when I finish my class or retreat there, then I go to my house, it's in the middle of the woods. So then I saw this, like, some tiny round one. So I pick up a couple of them, I just, turns out there's like the tree, redwood, seed of the redwood tree. Then, you know, you can easily hold like 20 of them in your hand. When you look at the tree, it's impossible. You can hold even one hand, you know. You need like a couple of 10 pickup trucks to carry one tree. So that's external causality, you know. So if somebody comes to you, this, you know, like this seat, say, okay, it's going to be like a 40-story building, hard to believe, right? Hard to, even like something we can see, it's hard to believe. So how come this is going to be like that? But you don't see tree here, but it is going to be like that. If that meets with all the proper conditions, cause conditions, it is going to grow like that, huge, you know, hard to believe. So that seed could burn, you could burn the seed. Then you are not, you are never going to see the trees, that gigantic trees that you are so worried about. They're going to fall on your house. So there's like comments like that. You could burn, you know, you could burn. Anyway, that's external causality. So then, I'm not going to read every single like page here. So that's like karma is certain, laying nearby. So that means what we need to, if you are interested, you know, about this karma teachings, so by reading this Lama Tsongkhapa books, 650 years old books, so if you're interested in what we need to learn, so now there's a karma is certain. So that means we should not take that very lightly. No, we shouldn't take that very lightly. It is, no matter who, you, me, monks, nuns, doesn't matter. Popes, abbot, ex-abbot, doesn't matter. Whoever created karma is going to be certain. It's not going to be, oh, you are Gishi free. You can say something negative. You are free. It's not like that. It applies equally, no. Laying here, but then the second title. Then the what is the second one is called?
The magnification of karma.
What is the magnification?
It means to
multiply.
Make bigger.
Increases. So we are not talking about just negative karma, okay? Don't be depressed. We're just talking about karma. It can be positive, can be, or maybe say, this is so small, so I shouldn't have a problem. We shouldn't think like that. If it's small, just think about the redwood tree. Redwood tree. So that's why they say, you know, on a special day, doing prostration, reciting mantra, making offerings, if that appears a form, this universe is not big enough to hold. Now you have some idea, you know, what they're talking about. You should say, like, you know, this is like, I don't think this is going to be like that, but, you know, whether it's positive or negative, we should not check very lightly. No, we should, you know, take seriously with conviction, faith, not out of fear, as I said, with, you know, positive mind, with true positive mind, you know, not through negative mind, not through fear, you know, through positive mind. So, le pechewa, someone did it. So now this is, you know, long time ago. I've been thinking about this quite a long time. The way they describe in the books, you know, lepecha means maybe you say something did something wrong, didn't purify. Second day is going to be two, double. Third day is going to be three, not three, it's probably going to be six. It's going to be 12. I thought that's not fair, you know. Because I only, like, say, probably accidentally I kill one ant. So if I don't purify that, the next day is going to be equivalent to killing two ants. I also, you know, first I'm very confused about where they count. So then I got it right. I put a lot of effort. So then I'm able to count exactly the way they mentioned the text. I'm able to count. So first I got very confused. So anyway, if you read the Lamrim, that part, and you know, it's not like exactly like that, but it's more like feeling. First day, feeling not good. The second day, that feeling get worse. Do you agree? Huh? The point is to purify right away, okay? Purify right away. How? It's not that difficult. So, as I said, you know, don't get, I need to do 100,000 prostrations. I need to do 100,000 mantra. It's not like that. Just come here at the Kadamba Center. We have this stupa here. Contains so much holy text, relics there. Just go one round. And read the benefit of going one round stupa. Just read. It will blow your mind how much that purifies, you know. So then you go around by deliberately, voluntarily, the peak, chased by a dog, running around the stupa out of fear of life. How much merit they created. Can you imagine going there with positive intentions, going there deliberately, how much? You know, so easy to create merit, so easy to purify, So then we should not just sit down, feel bad, feel guilty, and do nothing. That's not how we should move forward. You know, that's encouraging to purify right away. Or maybe you can say, Om Vajasadava Hu. It won't take 2 hours, it just takes 2 seconds. How come that you are not able to say? That's just 2 seconds. Om Vajasadava Hu, you know. And just, you know, go around stupa, okay? So, lay pitcher is the magnification of karma. So that's what it means. Like, that means what lesson that we need to learn from that is like purify right away. Purify right away. How? Just do something positive. Do something good. Don't just sit there and feel bad. You know? Instead of feeling bad, regret. Instead of feeling guilt, regret. That is one antidote. Regret. And top on that, what do you do? Just say some mantra. Say, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Tare Tutare Puri Soha, Om Vajrasattva. Say something. That's how you purify. It's not that difficult. Or you need to climb this mountain with 50 pounds on your backpack to go there. That's quite a challenge. It's not just go. It's not like that. It's so easy. So easy. So make sure that, you know, so that's why, you know, saying 21 of Vajrasattva mantra before go to bed. So that's why they highly recommend it to say, you know, 21 Vajrasattva mantra before you go to bed. That doesn't mean you have to say this right before you go to bed, you know. You can say every day, you can say, you know. So there are many, many methods. But now the question is, do we do? You know? So now, if the answer is no, then why we don't do? So we don't mind to feel bad, feel guilty, feel negative. But we it looks like we do mind to say Vajrasana mantra. So anyway, so that includes myself too, okay? So we just, you know, that's what we do. After learning, after studying the karma teachings, you don't just sit there, feel bad, and feel bad, and feel bad, and feel bad, and do nothing. That's not, once you study karma, that's not what you should do. Studying karma, you should not feel, instead of feeling bad, feeling guilty, you should feel regret. Then not just that, what you do, then maybe you can say some mantra, maybe you can just, if you don't go like outside, you just come here, Kadama Center, just go all around, stupa. So then make, you know, like from now on, I'm not going to repeat this again because it's hurting me so much. I don't feel good. Not because, you know, I'm Buddhist, not because of that. No, I don't feel good. So I'm not going to repeat this again because it's hurting me so much, I hardly can get out of my bed when I think about that. So I shouldn't repeat this again. So, you know, helping yourself, that's how you help yourself. If you're going to repeat that, that's not helping yourself. That's not helping yourself. Okay? So that's how you help yourself. You know, feel good. You know, so then, you know, regret, that's when you talk about purification practice, there are like four antidotes. So regret is the most powerful one. Regret. So you don't use word guilt. You just use regret. So the reason I'm saying this, you know, it's much better regret. Then after that, you know, like from now on, I'm not going to repeat this. Sake of my own happiness, I don't feel good when I remember. No, I don't feel good. So then what I do is, you know, usually, you know, I just, you know, I say, how to say, that's kind of funny way to say. So, short, one shot. That's not purifying. Just maybe just making your mind kind of numb, you know. Like next day, you remember again. So anyway, purify, not purify, right away, purify. That's the lessons we need to learn under these titles. Karma is, how do you say, karma magnified, expanding. Don't get scared. There's a reason. Karma expand. What you can do, there's something you can do, something I can do, something you can do. What you do, purify them. That's the way to burn them, purify them. Okay? Then next one, next title. So if you have any questions, we can discuss. No, I'm just
Yeah. It
doubles, no. But if you just think about it, how it gets doubles, no. So that's kind of depressing. So you don't need to know, like, it's important to study that, you know, how it gets doubles. So even they have, like, I'm not sure, we already read whole Lamrim, so they're like, count, like, or second day there's two, third day there's like, how is it, four, there is kind of, yeah, it multiplies, you know. So as far as I got confused, and I calculated correctly, it is, the count is correct. So, it is kind of depressing. No, what do you do? No, you read that, what do you do? You don't get, yeah, it's when, while you're reading, it's kind of depressing. It's not like something excited, you know, to know. But, you know, that's the reality. So now what do? You purify them. How? As I said, regret. Say, Om Vajrasana Hu. You can say that within 1 second. It's not that difficult. Om Vajrasana Hu. Even like not 1 second. Merely remembering Buddha Vajrasana names purify, not just one. Kangi Chendam Chevija, Nyedung Digdi Maluba. All, not just talking about one, all. mainly remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names, purify all negative karma. We don't have conviction faith. We are not convinced. We are convinced of how to feel bad. Yeah, it's kind of scary, you know, it multiplies. What you do? You purify them. Purify. How? Just regret and say a mantra and make some kind of promise not to repeat it again. That's how you purify.
I was reminded to give everyone the mic for comments and questions because it's for the recording and for people at home. So if you wouldn't mind passing it around.
I always get confused about when you say that karma multiplies the next day, that it's on 24 hours. You know, that karma runs on 24 hours. That confuses me. Like, why is it the next day? Why is it not 3 days later? Because sometimes, you know, you can be...
That's very good questions. Somebody has to answer. Why not after 3 days?
Because, I mean, sometimes you're reliving the karma that could be from five lifetimes ago, right? You may be purifying that now. So...
Some type of karma, it takes time to ripen. It's good, you know, karma get interrupted by, you know, interrupted by something that get postponed. So that's correct. So now your question is why don't they multiply after 3 days? What is the difference between multiplying tomorrow after 3 days?
It'd be less.
Huh?
If it took 3 days later, it wouldn't be exponentially
the
same.
No, it's not going to be less. It's going to be double.
Right, but I think that's the piece I don't quite understand.
Even the karma stopped multiplying 3 days, but after 3 days, it's not going to start from the one. It's going to be only going to start from, like, it will multiply the same amount.
That's what confuses me.
Yeah.
That's the piece I don't quite understand. So if it can get interrupted, like you said, sometimes you're...
No, that's a result. That's a result. The karma has already been created.
Right.
So the result, some karma can be immediate result.
Mm-hmm.
Some karma can be ripened after this life. Some karma cannot ripen after this life because that something's been interrupted. They get postponed. Okay. So now here, how you know? Well, you know, kind of... So first, which one is heavier? Positive, negative? Okay? Heavy karma will ripen fast. Equally heavy. So now how you know? Equally positive, negative, equally heavy. So now, so now, which one you are more close to? Positive or negative? That will be equally heavy. One pound. So then which one you are close to, that's going to ripen fast. Or equally heavy, equally close. Then which one is crazy fast? Like that. See? So anyway, so anybody has answered to her questions? Yeah, say something.
I believe in Abhidhamma there's distinguishing karma between 1, 3, 7, and 12 lifetimes, how long it takes those karmas to ripen. I think what's really important to realize is that the karma is in your very subtle consciousness. It's so delicate, so sensitive, that once it's in there, until it ripens, it's not out. So everybody is like that. Everybody is that delicate and that sensitive. And the longer, once it's there, it sort of resonates in you and sinks into you deeper and deeper. And in that sense, it gets stronger because it's just sinking in there. And I think in ordinary everyday life, we can see this like, you know, maybe once you smoke one joint and you think, hey, this is cool. And the next thing you know, you're smoking another one or you're having another drink and then you're having another one. And things just kind of increase on you because you get hooked on it without even realizing it. So I think it's easy to see. We all know that how easy it is to establish habits, and that it takes a while to establish them. It takes a while to ingrain new positive habits, and it takes a while to break old negative ones. So in a way, that's also talking about karma. Karma is sort of like a habit or a state of mind that you get into that you can't get out of. So you keep repeating the same kinds of mistakes again, whether it's a intellectual mistake or an emotional mistake or a mistake of action. Does that help?
Yeah. Like karma has been like, no, karma is actions, right? It's actions. Very second moment is goes on to the consciousness. Very second moment is very short. Actions turn into tendency. If you don't stop that, if you don't stop, means purify them, then it multiplies. So, like... Yeah, it multiplies. It multiplies. Yeah, it multiplies. No, but that's like, no, it multiplies. If you, the only things, you know, or maybe I think it's much better to purify them rather thinking about, you know, yeah, so, because it's there, it multiplies, it's there, it multiplies, okay. If it's not there, so it won't multiply. Because it's there, it multiplies. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe Dr. Brown wants to say something.
One thing is that I think we're talking about karma and sort of with a negative spin, but also, you know, one of the most important things I think our teachers tell us is that we should watch our karma. And part of that is that every moment is a chance to practice virtue and create positive karma or negative. Positive leads to happiness, negative to suffering. Blah blah blah. We, you know, that part we all know, but it's like people that really take karma to heart are looking for opportunities to practice virtue, like to plant those kinds of seeds. The other thing was, Geshe-la, I may have this story wrong about Lama Tisha, but I think when he came to Tibet, he had a little Kadampa stupa that he carried around with him, and whenever his mind had a non-virtuous thought, he would get off his horse, put his stupa down, and do prostrations and purify it, like right on the spot.
Uh-huh.
Not let it linger.
Yeah.
Because karma is expandable, and he didn't want any of that garbage in his head, or in his consciousness. So from that perspective, it was like a real sense of urgency to purify every negative thought, anything, non-virtuous action, body, speech, mind. He had a real sense of urgency that needs to be purified right now. Is that true? Is that correct?
That's 100% correct.
Yeah.
100% correct. So it's so easy to purify. It's so easy to purify. There's nothing to be worried about. So easy to purify.
Yeah. I just want to make a comment from a math perspective, too, that we need to be careful when using terms like exponential and doubling and multiplying, because they mean three different things if you look at the technicality. So so don't assume things like doubling or 24 hours because, you know, like I think we use them as layman terms differently than they're actually defined if you look carefully at the definition. So.
No. What did Jordan say?
Do you want me to repeat?
No, that's okay. Everybody understand what John say?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Then that's okay. So, I don't understand. That's okay.
Oh. So actually, we have the possibility to create positive karma all the time. I just, as Geshe-la said, reciting one mantra. Also, Lama Zopa recommended every night if we were do 35 confession Buddhas prostrations, and every morning is the minute we get up, do 35 confession Buddha prostrations. That really helps to purify any negative karma that was created during the day and any negative karma that was created during the night. But you know how Lama Zopa is.
So now the... he wants to say something? Oh, okay. So, yeah, you know, it's not like something like really, like I say, yeah, the karma is expendable. That part is not like something, you know. So, but you don't, according to Dr. Brown, it's not just think about negative karma, it's also positive karma too. Also multiplies too, positive karma multiplies. Huh? So, so best thing, you know, any mantra, it doesn't have to be a Vajrasana mantra. Any mantra, just say Om Tari Sura Turi Soa. Just say. So now, besides karma, what we should do? Besides, to just forget about karma. What do you do? So in the, if you feel bad about something, what do you do? What's the best thing to do? What's the best thing to do? If you feel bad about something, what's the best thing to do? Just forget about karma. Huh? Yeah, no, no, sometimes, you know, to like, yeah, if there's other, to other person, you can apologize. So now, we must do something, right? We must do something, otherwise you don't feel good. And you just sit around there, do nothing. That's no good. What do you do? What do you do? As a Buddhist, what do? You purify them. No, you purify them. That's what you do. That's, as a Buddhist, that's what you do. You purify them. No, meditate on emptiness, or maybe recite the mantra, or maybe recite some sutras, recite some mantras, or maybe going around the stupa. Or that's what, that's, as a Buddhist, that's what we do. No, you don't just sit around and just feel bad. There's no good. It doesn't feel good. So now, What will you do? The question is, what will you do? It's not like, oh, I'm doing something that I feel great that I did something wrong. It's not like that, because it hurts. It hurts sometimes quite badly. It hurts. What do you do? You just sit there, just, you know, and just pretend not to remembering them. That's not going to work. You will remember them. No. So this question is, what will you do? If you're feeling very bad, seeing the dirty dishes in your sink, what do you do? Huh? Call your husband? He may come one time. Not for every day. He may say, okay, now we have to sit down, have a serious meeting. Yeah, so, yeah, so that's... what do you do? So easy to purify. So, I think, do you agree with Lama Tsongkhapa? Purify them. Doesn't have to be, you know, saying mantra. Do something good. Whenever you feel bad about something, don't think bad again. Do something positive. Do something good. Something good, okay? So that's what it means. Then, no need to worry about, oh, karma expand. I already waited one day, now it's like become 4. Oh, I'm going to see whether it becomes like 16 or not tomorrow. just purify them. So, Kadama Master, what they do, they, you know, have this two different white stone, small piece of stone, the black stone. Each time they did something wrong, they take out one black stone. Each time they do something good, they want to take out one white stone. At the end of the day, they count. You know, that's like, really like, being very... Anyway, so, please you read that, you know, karma is expendable, to read that part, next Wednesday's class if you have questions. So then I'm very much hoping that you'll read that, and any question, then bring it up, then we'll discuss. Okay? So then, the main question is, what will you do? I don't feel very good. I say something out of anger. I say something really negative words. Now I don't feel good. What will you do? Take full responsibility. Go to that person. Sincerely apologize. Need to purify. Need to purify. So, then the third one, the word called karma.
Not experiencing the effects of actions that you do not do. Not experiencing the effects of actions that you do not do.
So, but that doesn't need to, any explanations. That make completely sense, right? Can you say it again?
Yeah. Not experiencing the effects of actions that you did not do.
Yeah, so there's no, otherwise, the whole system of karma is going to collapse.
The next one. The actions you have done do not perish.
Then this, or if this is piece of clothes you put outside, the sun, the wind, the water, slowly kind of deteriorate, get kind of wear out. Karma is not like that. We can't wait. Or maybe that the karma is going to be wear out. It's not like that. It's not like just has to go bad by itself. It's not going to go. Because it's, as I said, every action, the first, second moment is like turns to tendency, then it goes on the consciousness, solid base, which will continue, life after life, which continues, and that's going to carry that seeds continuously, unless we purify them. So let's have a chumis also.
So then it's reflecting on the distinctions among the varieties of karma. The principal teaching of the 10 paths of action. The determination of the effects of actions. Non-virtuous actions and their effects. The actual paths of non-virtuous actions and the distinctions of weight.
So now they are probably going to talk about 10 non-virtuous, 10 virtues, all these things. Karma, negative karma that related to the body, that's three. Four that relate to the speech. Three related to the body, four related to the speech, then three related to the mind. These are called 10 non-virtuous actions. Pretty much similar for the commandment, as well as the 10 commandments. This is all designed to help us. There's something we can do. So negative action, when you summarize, negative action is like that. It is directly, indirectly, is not good for you. It's going to harm you eventually. It's going to harm you. So therefore, sake of your own happiness, so we have to be very, very careful, mindful. So now, I would like to ask these questions. What is the most difficult about karma teaching? What is the most difficult about karma teaching? What's the most difficult about karma?
Hmm?
No. I'm not going to force you to answer questions, but...
What is the most difficult karma?
What is the most difficult of a karma teaching?
What's the thing that we have the most difficulty understanding?
Not understanding. I don't think that American people are very smart. I don't think that we have any difficulty to understand the karma. So, practically. Yeah, practical level, like say, oh, it's too much. Maybe it's too much.
You're born in the house.
No?
You're born in the house. It's the most difficult karma to experience.
No, not most difficult karma. Not most difficult karma. No. Being mindful. Karma teaching is good news or bad news? So that's what I want to know.
Of course, it's good to know it, to learn it, even if it creates anxiety a little bit. But it's because if you don't know, how would you purify? Right? Like, if you live in ignorance, you're still creating
that's
karma.
Really good. When you study karma, do they create some anxiety?
Yes.
Oh,
because I know that I cannot be mindful as much as I would need to be.
Anxiety means like good or bad? Anxiety?
Worry.
Huh?
Worry.
No, it's not worry. It's anxiety for me.
Anxiety.
Yeah, I get anxious. Because you begin to understand what happens. What you begin to understand how your actions affect you. Forget about the others, that you're going to carry this endlessly until you're enlightened, right? Which could be for me,
no.
Never. But so endlessly I'm going to carry this unless I am mindful enough to purify. And where I get anxious is that I'm not developed enough to be mindful enough every moment of the day.
Anxiety is like concern.
Right.
Is it good to have or not good to have? No? No?
I don't think it's good to have.
Concern and anxiety
are different.
Concern is not anxiety. Yeah. Anxiety carries.
I really want to know. That's why I'm asking this question. Not knowing karma is better than knowing karma is better. Knowing is better. That's good news. Yeah.
It's so overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. Right? It's a lot. A responsibility. It's overwhelming at times.
Do we really believe that we create more negative karma than positive karma?
I do.
Huh? Why? Why?
I think it goes down deep down inside to not really believing that you're good enough or you're a good enough person. So it's easier for me to think that I do more negative than I do positive. That's just my messed up mind.
So this reality or that's just the mind is just thinking like that or just?
I think probably it's just my mind thinking that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because
because if I really sat down, I thought about it. I think, well, I am a nice person, and I do good things, and I probably do more good things than I do bad things. But then there's that other part of me that says, "Oh no."
No.
Like this little devil in your head.
Yeah. So, like, especially somebody who has kids, I think they. Probably we have no idea how much positive karma you created. So I think it's like. Unbelievable amount. That's why according to Vinayaka Sutra, taking care of one's own parent. Sick people, your own parents, there's equal amount of merit, there's no difference. There's equal amount of merit just serving true enlightened beings.
Yeah.
There's no difference. That's what Buddha said. I'm just repeating that in the Vinayaka Sutra. So, so if you think, though, like, oh, maybe, do you think, do you believe that this is the first time you are becoming human? Huh? No. No, no. So, like, I don't think that I'm becoming human first time. I don't believe that. No, so.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never thought about that till I started coming here. About being human before. In other lives.
Yeah. Please see how you are.
Maybe I don't know enough. I wouldn't say overwhelming or anxious. I would say it's like a lovely way to contextualize yourself in the world in relation to other human beings. I find it very uplifting and positive.
Good. Wonderful. That's good. Yeah. That's very good. So anyway, I think this kind of discussion is necessary. Yeah. So.
My original religion, you're seen as being born with sin in a negative way, and I think that pervades our culture. And when I learned about karma here, I had an immediate relief thinking that way, because I have more control over what happens to my mind, to my thinking. And it's not, I was always had trouble with a being handing out different realities to different people. It didn't make sense, and this makes sense. So it helps me.
So, like, yeah.
So I think one of the things that I find that's most difficult about karma is I can say I understand the laws of karma and all that stuff, and I do understand the law of causality. That's pretty obvious. If you don't brush your teeth, you get cavities. If you plant a seed, you get a tree. There's a lot of those things are very clear. But to absolutely 100% believe in karma, I think that's the hardest thing to do.
Oh, that's very true.
Because I think if I did, I would bring a vigilance to every moment that I don't bring now. Because I forget about karma. I just go about, you know, on automatic pilot, just doing whatever I do, and then every now and then I'm mindful of it, and that's good. But it's like it's not in my bones, deep in my consciousness that I have unshakable faith. I think that's the hardest thing for me to understand about karma or to get about karma.
It's very difficult. It's very, very. It's not easy at all. It's not easy at all. Not easy at all to develop conviction faith into karma. That's not easy at all. No, that's why, you know, in the creating the karma, it's the best thing to purify them. So purify, probably way before you develop conviction faith into karma, just purify them.
But unless we have this conviction, this realization or the conviction of faith in karma, then how are we going to be enlightened? I mean, because there is karma, then ordinary people can become a Buddha, you know, because of
positive karma.
Yes, because of positive karma, there is an opportunity for us to change.
Exactly right.
Right, and also emptiness too. Yeah. Not being a permanent self, you know, that too. But because of the magnification of karma, that's the way our virtue can multiply also, and then that's how we become, a Buddha. That's how we become liberated.
Exactly.
That's the only way. you know.
The vortex, yeah.
Yeah, it would take forever. If it didn't multiply, it would.
Exactly, it will take power forever. Yeah, it will take power forever. If the positive karma doesn't multiply, it will take forever. You know. So now there is like mantra. Or if you say this mantra 3 times, blow on your mala, on every mantra you say multiplies. Do we really do that? Sometimes we do. Most times we don't, because you know, even just say that we don't do. You know, like, yeah. So you know, like. It's not just mantra or practice, anything like that, you know. Oh, it's good for environment, do this and do that. How often we do? Sometimes we do, most of we don't do. Oh, this is good for health. How often we eat kale? It's very good for health. How often we eat kale? It's very good that a lot of, how often, you know. Or even, like, sometimes we do eat, not exactly the way they suggest we eat, you know, we mix something else, you know. We make more tasty, more try to make chips out of that, all kinds of that. So it's just, you know, it's just not just mantra. Do you feel terrible not eating a kale?
No.
Because doctor said it's very good for your health. The same time, the same. So, since, you know, so what I'm trying to say is, you know, like, according to Dr. Brown, it's absolutely right. It's not good at all, not easy at all, having conviction fed into karma. Probably we will create very less negative karma if we have conviction fed. But we need to think about that, how to develop that. So that one way to do that, you know, to be mindful, you know. They say, then for me it helps, sake of my own happiness, Gishikelek, don't create negative karma. Not because Buddha says so, your own happiness. When you remember, you don't feel good. Don't lie. When you remember, it doesn't feel good. No, being truth to. So there's one, like, I think it's like somebody wrote this quote, so I'm going to bring it to. It's very, very touching. Say, like, being truthful about something that you know the best, you know, or something like that. Anyway, so being truthful, you know, is not easy. It's not easy. You know, I think everybody lies here, there, you know. So I probably it's hard to find one being in like samsara and never lied. It's not, you know, that's like part of the human mind, you know. But you can't just say, oh, feel so bad, I'm not perfect. You can't just sit and think like that. No, we have to move on. So, you fall down, you stand up, walk, you know, a couple of steps, maybe fall down, stand up again. You know, so that's what it's about, you know, this precious human life. You know, every moment is, I think, is opportunities. That you are 100% capable to think something good every moment. So that is Dharma. I think that's Dharma, you know. You can say some mantra, you can, you know, just think, you know, like every moment is opportunities, you know. So you don't just sit back or think, oh, what everything that went in the past, what went wrong. Every moment you have to start something fresh, something new, you know, say, you know. Anyway, so that's what we should do, okay, as a starting karma. So developing conviction faith into karma, that's not something easy, but no, should not, I think, unless it tremendously benefit your mind, oh, probably I created more negative karma than positive karma, I'm 100% sure I created more negative karma. If that helps you tremendously to push you into the path, that's a good thing. If it just press you down, then that's not good. Then probably you end up creating more negative karma. You know, like say, oh, so that's the whole reason. That's the whole reason, you know. So like, so if it's helping you, or maybe any of you helping you out, think something positive. Maybe that helps you to create more positive karma. Please do. Think something positive. That's what I'm saying. Think about it positive of yourself, precious human life. We don't have to think negative. We don't have to think negative to create something positive. Unless that helps you to create positive, thinking about negative. Am I making any sense here?
Yeah.
You know, or if there's no, or maybe thinking positive, or maybe not helping me is kind of contributing me to create more negative karma. So that's how we, I think, should practice. Okay, that's how you should practice now. Thinking something, or like kind of, how is it, pump? When you pump the bicycle tire, I say, pump up.
Yes.
If you pump up, so then if you're creating more negative karma, then you need to some pump release some air. So that's, you know, that's like, okay, maybe like the same exactly applies to the lower realm, or reading about all this lower realm, hell being different types, 8 different types of hell being. Oh, I thought, when I heard this, I thought that Buddhists didn't have no hell. It turns out there's more hell than... if there's a reason why you come to Buddhism, that's not a good idea. it is kind of, maybe it's not funny, for me it's kind of funny. Somebody told me that, you know, so when I have question and answer, somebody said that, I thought it's kind of funny. So anyway, you know, then thinking about the lower realms, if they help you to be serious about your karma, helps you to create more positive karma, of course, it's a good thing. If that brings you down, it makes you hopeless, it's not doing good. So then, you know, think something good, okay? So this is very, very important. So the point is, the cause for happiness is positive actions. That's what we have to keep in our mind. So we see that not just, you know, if you're being nice to someone, so that person is being nice to you. If you're just mean to somebody, that person is not going to be happy. So we have experience when you go to the store, talk to someone, when you go to the mall, you know, when you go to the any place, you know, and somebody's kind of happy, cheerful, everybody talks positive about that person. If somebody's kind of mean all the time, it's kind of sad, people even don't want to go there, you know. So they don't mind not to shop, maybe go somewhere else, like that. Okay, so, anyway, so this is the kind of thing I think we need to discuss, you know. Karma, so then probably now, like, having conviction, faith into causality probably requires some level of understanding of emptiness. Without that, probably developing conviction, faith into karma, probably that's not going to happen. Some kind of understanding of emptiness, you know, is necessary, is required. Then, so then I'm not going to probably, but I probably, you should read at home. There's no, like, the title that Sarah read, so now time is over. So then please, I hope you'll read. So please sound a little bit stronger. So I say, I hope you'll read. And next Wednesday, please, you know, if there are any questions, so then come back, then I'll, you know. So this, today, I already had a couple of quotes. So then, there's not enough time. So next time what I will do, to try to help, try to understand, you know, the karma. So pulling some, you know, like Buddha's quote, His Holiness quote, some quote from Mother Teresa, I'm putting them together to relate to the actions, you know, how they look. So it will help. That's kind of like summarize, you know, instead of like this karma, that karma, you know. The bottom line is, negative karma is not good at all. Whether it's 10, 20, 15, 1, 2, you know, negative karma, overall negative saying something negative is not good. Sake of your own happiness, you know. So we should try. We should try, you know. We must try. We must try. You know? Thinking something negative, so we must try. Because this negative thought is mental suffering. Sake of your own happiness. You know? So then, you know, doing something negative. So these are all, this is, I think, the summary of karma, okay? So then Wednesday, next Wednesday continues. I hope you enjoy the class. Yeah. So maybe some of you may be disappointed now. I'm not reading every single word. I think it gets too much. Maybe next day you cannot go to work. So that's why I'm trying to, you know, summarize. So precious human life, we spend a lot of time there. Precious human life. So here, so a little bit, then you can read, then bring questions next witness. Okay. Okay, thank you.